Dressing for success. Fashion upstart Jason Wu's star continues to rise.
1 year ago, he burst onto the fashion scene, catapulted to stardom by one infamous dress. Today, the designer Jason Wu is fresh from showing his latest collection at New York Fashion Week. Alina Cho spoke to him about a stellar year and how he's expanding his brand.
The carpet was pink, but the ticket red hot. The show, Jason Wu.
5 years ago, it was a rack of clothes and Jason Wu, the person. You know, and now it's about Jason Wu, the brand.
The brand got the boost fashion designers dream of when First Lady Michelle Obama wore Wu's one-shoulder gown on inauguration night.
Let's go through this real quick.
That made this Taiwanese-born 27-year-old an overnight star. In the 13 months since then...
Well, I mean, it's been really crazy. You know, I've been offered reality shows. I've been offered, you know, all sorts of product endorsements.
But Wu, always mindful about not growing his company too fast, said no.
This is a feather covered encased in silk tulle dress.
What he has done is move into a 9,000 square foot studio, more than four times the size of his old one.
They're gonna have to name the building after you.
Well, I was told that if I take over another floor, it would be named after me. So, you know, I'm working on that in the next couple of years.
Expanding the brand beyond clothes, sunglasses, shoes come next. He's even designing cameras for General Electric.
Do you ever worry about spreading yourself too thin?
I think that's always the worry, you know, am I doing too much, am I doing too little, or am I doing just enough? And, you know, the challenge is, you know, I've always gone with my gut feeling on certain things, and, you know, I go for it.
What he got at that inaugural ball was an incredible moment, a real chance, but it was his to make something of it or to squander, and I think he's really built on it in an intelligent way.
But he has taken his knocks.
The New York Times said of your collection, the evening dresses were one of those weird runway surprises that make you look down at the floor. Fair?
You know, I think opinions are opinions, and I think when you put your work out there, and you're going to have people who like it and people who dislike it. This is fashion.
The whirlwind, as he calls it, has taught him to stay grounded.
You know, I was in an airport, and this group of Chinese kids came up to me, and they were like, you know, I'm really proud because you are an Asian designer who is doing something that isn't traditionally acceptable, and, you know, stood your ground and did it.
Inspiring the next generation, even as he continues to live in the moment.
But you're still nervous, aren't you?
I'm always nervous. It's like that piano recital, and I used to play the piano, and it's like right before, and just hope you don't make a mistake,
you know.